Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbab al-qudumi ala ahlihi naharan wa karahatihi fil layli li ghayri hajatihi. The chapter on the preferability of returning to one's family during the day and the dislike of returning at night without any reason. The preferability of returning to one's family during the day and the dislike of returning at night without any reason. What this chapter is speaking about is a person is going out on a journey for a period of time. Maybe it's for a week, 2 weeks, 40 days, 4 months. It depends. For about a long period of time, person has left home. He's not speaking about where a person leaves home in the morning and he returns at night. He's speaking about person going out for a long period of time. Then the preferability that when he is returning, he should return in the daytime and not at night time. Now one of the hikmats and one of the wisdoms of this, we'll go through the hadith just now, is Shariat has given a lot of emphasis on this institution of nikah. Nikah, this bond between husband and wife, Shariat has given a lot of emphasis on maintaining it, on enhancing this relationship, the muhabbat and the love between husband and wife, to such an extent that anything that is permissible and that will enhance the nikah, enhance the love between the husband and wife, so long as it's permissible, it's something that is liked by Shariat. And anything that will cause a disruption between the relationship between the husband and wife, that is disliked. So long as a person is not going out of the bounds of Shariat, now it becomes disliked for him to do those things that will cause a disruption between himself and the relationship with his wife. To such an extent that it comes in a hadith, that every evening Shaitan puts his throne on the ocean and he takes a report back, a karguzari, from all the other shayateen that are working under him, what achievements did they get for the day. So one Shaitan will come and he'll say that I stopped somebody from reading his salah, I made him miss his salah, he missed his fajr salah, for example. Another one will come and say that I stopped a person from doing this good action today, I caused this person to do this. So he's listening, he listens to all the stories of all the shayateen that are giving him the report of how they misled people by via their waswasa, via their whisperings, how they managed to mislead, cause people to cheat and to do this and to do that, all wrong things. But one shaitan will come and tell him that I caused an argument, I caused a division between husband and wife to such an extent that the husband divorced his wife. Upon this, the shaitan now will hug this worker of his, the shaitan that is working for him, that the best achievement that you, from all the shaitan, all the shayateen, the best achievement is what you have achieved. You caused a disruption between husband and wife. So this relationship that Allah Ta'ala has given for the husbands and wives, that this relationship is something that should be maintained. So here the hadith also is teaching us that when a man is returning from a journey, from a long period of time, then he should return in the day. Why? Now you remember, especially in that time and age, where they didn't have a cell phone to say, I'm coming home. They didn't have some type of email service, they could just send a message that I'm coming home. So if a person just suddenly came home, it will surprise the woman. But she didn't prepare herself. She normally, what would happen is if a husband is gone out, a woman is not so careful as far as her personal tidiness is concerned, her personal self, her unwanted hair, nails, her looks, etc. When the husband is gone out, this is something that she'll prepare herself for her husband. So it got her by surprise, and now she'll feel uncomfortable, the husband will feel uncomfortable. So this action of a man just coming home at night, unannounced, now creates a disruption between the husband and wife's relationship. So sometimes a man just sees his wife in that untidy condition, and you get people that are so sensitive, they don't want to see their wives again. So what happened, that one action of his has disrupted that relationship that Allah Ta'ala wants to grow. Before you go any further, just understand that this was coming from a time when women were treated like animals, worse than animals. The girl is born, she's buried alive because she's treated so as a scum of the earth. And Islam has given them so much of respect that even when you're coming from a journey, allow them that time and those moments to prepare themselves. If you came in the day, they got enough time till the evening to prepare themselves, neaten themselves, etc. So keeping this tab'i requirement of a man, Allah Ta'ala is giving some advice, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving some advice as even the time that a person should return. So this is one of the reasons why this is mentioned. The other is, ulama explained that if a man suddenly just pitches up at home at night, it can cause a suspicion in the mind of the woman that he's doubting me, he's suspicious of me. And this happens very often today with the use of the cell phone. Many husbands are suspicious of who the wives are chatting with, and the wives are very suspicious of who the husbands are chatting with. So if a man just comes home at night suddenly, now it creates a suspicion in the heart of the woman that he's doubtful of me. That's why he just came unannounced late at night to see that I'm here, everything's okay. So now to distance oneself from suspicion also, come in the daytime, allow enough time for the woman, etc., to prepare herself. This ulama explained is in a time and age where there was no means of communication. If there is a means of communication, you can give enough notice period by phoning or sending a message, etc., then there is no harm even if a person returns at night. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أطال أحدكم الغيبة فلا يطرقن أهله ليلا. وفي رواية أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يطرق الرجل أهله ليلا. متفق عليه. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when anyone of you is away from home for a long time, he should not return to his family at night. Another narration has that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade a man from returning to his family at night. We explain the reasons for this. Next hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yatruku ahlahu laylan wa kana ya'tihim ghudwatan o ashiyatan. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not return to his family at night, he would only arrive in the morning or evening. Here we explain that this doesn't apply to a person who daily travels for work and maybe he comes back at night. This is when a person has gone out for a long period of time. Look at the level of consideration that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us, that how many things a person thinks about, even the timing of his return on his journey, he's thinking about that also. Showing us that consideration is something that is very, very important, especially when it comes to our nikahs, our marriages, and our relationship with the people at home, and especially our wives. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.